Chapter 32, Female Reproduction System. Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Overview of the female reproductive system. The function of the female reproductive system is threefold: to produce offspring and thereby ensure continuity of the genetic code, to produce eggs, or female gametes, each of which has the potential to unite with a male gamete to form the first cell of an offspring, to provide nutrition and protection to the offspring for up to several years after conception. The essential organs of the female reproduction system include the gonads, which are the paired ovaries, and gametes, the ova produced by the ovaries. The ovaries are also internal genitals. Accessory organs in the female reproductive system are the internal genitals, such as the uterine tubes, uterus, and vagina, which are ducts or duct structures that extend from the ovaries to the exterior, the vulva, which is the external genitalia, and additional sex glands, such as the mammary glands. The perineum is the skin-covered region between the vaginal orifice and the rectum. It is the area that may be torn during childbirth. Ovaries. The ovaries are located in nodular glands located on each side of the uterus, below and behind the uterine tubes. An ectopic pregnancy occurs when the development of the fetus is in a place other than the uterus. The surface of the ovaries is covered by the germinal epithelium. Ovarian follicles contain the developing female sex cells. Ovum is the name of an oocyte released from the ovary. Ovaries produce ova, which are the female gametes. Ovaries also undergo oogenesis, a process that results in the formation of a mature egg. Ovaries are endocrine organs that secrete the female sex hormones, estrogens, and progesterone. Uterus. The uterus is pear-shaped and has two main parts, the cervix and the body. The wall of the uterus is composed of three layers: the inner endometrium, which is a mucous membrane, the middle myometrium, a smooth muscle layer, and the perimetrium, an outer incomplete layer of parietal peritoneum. The cavities of the uterus are small because of the thickness of the uterine walls. The uterine body's apex constitutes the internal os and opens into the cervical canal, which is constricted at its lower end and forms the external os that opens into the vagina. The uterine arteries supply blood to the uterus. The uterus is located in the pelvic cavity between the urinary bladder and the rectum. The position of the uterus is altered by age, pregnancy, and distension of related pelvic viscera. The uterus descends between birth and puberty from the lower abdomen to the true pelvis. The uterus begins to decrease in size at menopause. The body of the uterus lies flexed over the bladder. The cervix points downward and backward, joining the vagina at a right angle. Several ligaments hold the uterus in place but allow some movement. The uterus is part of the reproductive tract and permits sperm to ascend toward the uterine tubes. If conception occurs, an offspring develops in the uterus. The embryo is supplied with nutrients by endometrial glands until the development of the placenta. The placenta is an organ that permits the exchange of materials between the mother's blood and the fetal blood, but keeps the two circulations separate. Myometrial contractions occur during labor to help push the offspring out of the mother's body. If conception does not occur, the outer layers of endometrium are shed during menstruation, which is a cyclical event that allows the endometrium to renew itself. Uterine tubes. Uterine tubes are also called fallopian tubes or oviducts. They are attached to the uterus at its upper outer angles and extend upward and outward toward the sides of the pelvis. Consisting of mucous membrane, smooth muscle, and serous lining, uterine tubes are a mucosal lining that is directly continuous with the peritoneum lining the pelvic cavity. The tubal mucosa is continuous with that of the vagina and uterus, which means it may become infected with organisms introduced into the vagina. Each uterine tube has three divisions: isthmus, ampulla, and infundibulum. The uterine tubes serve as transport channels for ova and as the site of fertilization. Vagina. The vagina is a tubular organ located between the rectum, urethra, and bladder. The vagina is a collapsible tube capable of distension, composed of smooth muscle and lined with mucous membrane arranged in rugae. The anterior wall is shorter than the posterior wall because the cervix protrudes into its uppermost portion. The hymen is a mucous membrane that typically forms a border around the vagina in young premenstrual girls. The lining of the vagina lubricates and stimulates the penis during sexual intercourse and acts as a receptacle for semen. It is the lower portion of the birth canal and transports tissue and blood shed during menstruation to the exterior of the body. Vulva. The vulva, or pudendum, is the female external genitalia and includes the mons pubis, labia majora, labia minora, clitoris, urinary meatus, vaginal orifice, and greater vestibular glands. The mons pubis and labia protect the clitoris and vestibule, while the clitoris contains sensory receptors that send information to the sexual response area of the brain. The vaginal orifice is the boundary between the internal and external genitals. Female reproductive cycles. The female reproductive system has many cyclical, recurring changes that start with the beginning of menses. An important cycle is the ovarian cycle. Ovaries from birth contain oocytes in primary follicles, in which the meiotic process has been suspended. At the beginning of menstruation each month, several of the oocytes resume meiosis. Meiosis will stop again just before the cell is released during ovulation. The menstrual cycle, or endometrial cycle, is divided into four phases: menses, postmenstrual phase, ovulation, and the premenstrual phase. Other important cycles include the myometrial cycle and the gonadotropic cycle. Hormones control cyclical changes. The cyclical changes in the ovaries result from changes in the gonadotropins secreted by the pituitary gland. Cyclical changes in the uterus are caused by changes in estrogens and progesterone. Low levels of follicle-stimulating hormone and luteinizing hormone cause regression of the corpus luteum if pregnancy does not occur. This causes a decrease in estrogen and progesterone, which triggers the endometrial sloughing of the menstrual phase. The control of cyclical changes in gonadotropin secretion is caused by positive and negative feedback mechanisms and involves estrogens, progesterone, and secretion of releasing hormones by the hypothalamus. The ovarian cycle's primary function is to produce ova at regular intervals. Secondary function is to regulate the endometrial cycle through estrogen and progesterone. The function of the endometrial cycle is to make the uterus suitable for implantation of a new offspring. The cyclical nature of the reproductive system and the fact that fertilization will occur within 24 hours after the ovulation mean that a woman is only fertile a few days each month. Menstrual flow begins at puberty, and the menstrual cycle continues for about 3 decades. Breasts. The breasts lie over the pectoral muscles, with the size of the breasts determined by the amount of fat around glandular tissue. Estrogens and progesterone control breast development. Alveoli of the mammary glands produce milk, and a system of ducts carries it to the nipple, surrounded by an areola. The function of mammary glands is lactation. The ovarian hormones make the breast structurally ready to produce milk. Shedding of the placenta results in a decrease of estrogens and thus stimulates prolactin, which in turn stimulates lactation. Additional hormones also support lactation. Lactation can provide nutrient-rich milk to offspring for up to several years from birth, providing numerous benefits such as nutrients, passive immunity from antibodies present in the colostrum and milk, and emotional bonding between mother and child. The big picture, the female reproductive system in the whole body. The reproductive system imparts immortality to genes and ensures survival of the species. Relative to other body systems, the female reproductive system is in close proximity to the urinary system, sharing a common structure, the vulva. Breasts are actually modifications of the skin in the integumentary system.